Osage oranges, hedge apples, horse apples, monkey brains. These are synonymous for the fruit that falls from the hedge tree. If you don't live in the rural Midwest, you may have seen them in craft stores. They're softball-sized and usually lime green. Sometimes they're used for decorating. They look a bit like human brains, and folklore says that they keep spiders away if you bring them inside. But the fruit is inedible, and most farmers consider them a pain. As Doug Schock scours his pasture in a green John Deere ATV, he explains.
You tripped over them, and then they got mushy, and they were just another job, pick up the hedge apples around the barn lot. And you really didn't want the cattle to eat them and choke on them.
Schock lives on a 300-acre farm here in Bloomfield, Iowa, just north of the Missouri border. Like many farmers, he's got hundreds and hundreds of hedge trees on his property. They grow to be up to 60 feet tall and have thorny branches that'll poke you if you get too close. Wearing a black baseball helmet and a pair of khaki Carhartt coveralls, he's gathered at least 7 tons of hedge apples so far this year.
No, I've seen some up to 4 pounds, and you'd never want to get hit on the head with a 4-pounder. Put a knot on your noggin.
Todd Johnson is a chemist from Burlington, Iowa, and his company, Osage Healthcare, is buying all the hedge apples it can source.
This was a family story of folklore meets science. So my great uncle, Don Prevo, told us stories about how if they would cut open hedge apples and rub them on scrapes, that it would heal the cuts. And since then, I've read a little bit that the Osage Indians also believed the same properties were present.
When Johnson investigated his uncle's story, he found research suggesting that the seeds of the hedge fruit may have some anti-inflammatory properties. He's devised a way to extract the seeds and is pressing them to make a pricey cosmetic oil called Palmifera. It's currently in vogue with makeup artists in New York City and selling for $85 per half ounce. So Johnson is paying $180 a ton for hedge balls. Because the fruit has long been considered useless, Gene Dewis, who runs the local grain elevator, at first thought all this was a joke. He usually thinks in bushels. He's run the numbers a few times now.
A ton of corn is about $120, $125.
By Dewis's math, the locals are getting more money for the junk fruit that has traditionally been left in a ditch than they are getting for their corn crop and all the expense that goes into growing and harvesting it. Meanwhile, chemist Todd Johnson has been looking to buy 300 tons of hedge fruit this year. And if Palmifera keeps selling like it has, he says he'll need 2,000 tons next fall, all for something that was left in a field to rot. For Iowa Public Radio News, I'm Lindsay Moon.